Have you ever wondered why your child seems to be speaking a language you can't understand? Carol Tuttle's The Child Whisperer might be the translation guide you've been searching for. This groundbreaking parenting book has become a quiet revolution among parents struggling to connect with their children, with celebrities like Pink and Chrissy Teigen reportedly incorporating its wisdom into their parenting approaches. Unlike traditional parenting manuals that offer one-size-fits-all solutions, Tuttle introduces a revolutionary system called energy profiling that identifies four distinct types of children, each with their own natural movement patterns, communication styles, and emotional needs. With over 500,000 copies sold and a devoted online community of practitioners, this book challenges the very foundation of modern parenting by suggesting that children aren't problems to be fixed, they're unique individuals waiting to be understood. What if the key to peaceful parenting isn't changing your child, but truly seeing them for who they already are? Traditional parenting wisdom suggests children don't come with instruction manuals, but Carol Tuttle disagrees. According to her, every child is their own handbook, constantly communicating exactly how they need to be parented through their appearance, body language, tone of voice, and movement patterns. The Child Whisperer approach is based on the revolutionary idea that understanding a child's true nature allows parents to work with rather than against their natural tendencies. Unlike conventional parenting models that focus on controlling behaviors, this approach addresses the root causes of those behaviors by honoring each child's innate energy type. When children feel seen and respected for who they truly are, cooperation naturally increases while the need for discipline dramatically decreases. This paradigm shift comes at a crucial time in parenting history. The hierarchical, do what I say because I'm the parent model, is failing as children arrive more fully expressive and committed to their authentic selves. Many parents find themselves frustrated when their instinctive parenting approach, usually one that matches their own energy type, doesn't work with their child. The consequences of misaligned parenting are significant. Even without trauma or abuse, children become wounded when not recognized for who they truly are. This explains why millions of adults later spend time and money on self-help resources. They're trying to rediscover their authentic selves after childhood spent adapting to expectations that contradicted their nature. By becoming a child whisperer, you develop a unique ability to recognize the messages children send every minute, even when they can't articulate their needs. This creates a personalized parenting approach that eliminates unnecessary conflict while fulfilling each child's specific needs to feel truly loved. The ultimate goal isn't just becoming a better parent, but creating a world where terrible twos don't exist, teenagers don't rebel, and families support each other in peace. Even the most loving parents can unintentionally wound their children by failing to recognize and honor their true nature. These wounds don't require dramatic trauma or abuse. They develop simply when children aren't seen for who they really are. This misalignment between a child's authentic self and how they're parented creates the foundation for adult struggles with self-acceptance and confidence. Consider Sydney's story. Her mother constantly urged her to hurry up, growing frustrated when her daughter moved at a naturally slower pace. After discovering Sydney's true nature through energy profiling, her mother stopped making these demands, recognizing that while she naturally expressed swift, dynamic energy, Sydney's movement was inherently more gentle and flowing. This simple shift eliminated daily conflicts and allowed Sydney's sweet, considerate nature to flourish. This pattern explains why the self-help industry thrives. Millions of adults seek healing from childhood wounds created when they weren't recognized for their authentic selves. When parented contrary to their true nature, children eventually believe they're inherently flawed, creating adults who mistrust their instincts and feel fundamentally inadequate. Most parent-child conflicts stem from this fundamental misunderstanding. Parents feel frustrated when their approach doesn't work, even though it feels right to them or worked for their parents. They resort to discipline to achieve compliance, which may work short-term, but undermines a child's inner confidence and self-love. Ask yourself honestly, do you wish your child would stop certain behaviors that seem integral to who they are? Does your child withdraw emotionally or seem to shut down? Do you feel constantly drained and frustrated by parenting? Do you compare your child to others or to yourself at their age? Do you experience regular tantrums or rebellion? Do you find yourself constantly threatening or yelling? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be inadvertently wounding your child by not honoring their true nature, and it's time to discover a different approach. The term whisperer became popularized through the 1998 film The Horse Whisperer, depicting a philosophy of working with horses based on understanding their natural communication. Child whispering applies this same principle. When you read the messages you're given and respond appropriately, you experience greater cooperation and mutual respect. Unlike animal whispering, however, child whispering recognizes children as people, not pets to be trained or controlled. The approach is based on energy profiling, an assessment tool that considers body language, communication style, learning processes, personality traits, and physical characteristics to identify a child's dominant energy type. This system reveals four distinct types of children, each with their own natural way of moving through the world. Type 1, the fun-loving child, connects to the world socially with bouncy, random movement. Type 2, the sensitive child, connects emotionally with subtle, flowing movement. Type 3, the determined child, connects physically with forward-pushing, active movement. Type 4, the more serious child, connects intellectually with straightforward, exact movement. By identifying your child's type, you become your own child whisperer, understanding their thought patterns, feelings, social interactions, motivations, and priorities. This creates deeper bonding and cooperation while significantly decreasing the need for traditional discipline, which typically relies on punishment rather than recognizing each child's natural way of being. My sons Mark and Mario perfectly demonstrate how children can express completely opposite energy types. Mario naturally expresses spontaneity, bright ideas, and an upbeat attitude, qualities that could be misjudged as irresponsibility. Mark expresses structure, focus, and self-authority, traits that might be judged as being a know-it-all. Once I discovered how to parent each according to their true nature, both sons felt safe, honored, and understood, a gift that increased cooperation and harmony in our relationships. The ability to whisper to children isn't a unique gift possessed by only a few special people. It's something anyone can develop by learning to recognize and respond to the constant signals children provide about their true nature. Children are naturally drawn to adults who see and respect their authentic selves, which explains why they often respond so positively to those who understand energy profiling. Your journey into child whisperer parenting begins with answering this vital question: what is my ultimate goal as a parent? I believe the purpose of parenting is to raise children true to their natures so they grow up feeling honored, confident, and free to be themselves. Three essential questions help evaluate your success as a parent. First, do your children know and accept themselves? This doesn't mean constant praise, but consciously appreciating their natural tendencies as potential strengths rather than sources of frustration. For instance, a type 1 child's random approach to tasks isn't disorganization. It's their natural way of processing information that, when properly channeled, leads to remarkable creativity and innovation. Second, do your children use and trust their natural gifts? Aligning tasks with activities that develop their innate talents creates confidence and competence. A type 3 child's determination isn't stubbornness. It's the foundation for remarkable achievement when directed toward meaningful goals. Third, are the things you think important truly important? Many parental expectations are more self-focused than we realize, potentially hurting children by forcing them to act contrary to their nature. Demanding a naturally serious type 4 four-year-old immediately engage with strangers contradicts their need for observation before interaction. The tiger mom approach, exemplified by Amy Chua, sparked conversation about high-achieving children, but I believe such approaches contribute to childhood depression. We already have too many high-performing, depressed adults who base their value on achievements rather than inherent worth. Teaching children that self-worth depends on performance creates an unfillable void. Consider Kaylee's story. As an adult, she felt compelled to constantly do and go, even when she didn't want to. Tracing this pattern to childhood, she realized she had suppressed her naturally big, vibrant energy to avoid overshadowing her sisters. Without permission to be herself, her repressed energy emerged as frenzied efforts to prove herself. Only by embracing her true nature could she finally release these childhood patterns. While I support achievement, outward successes shouldn't measure inner worth. When we help children develop abilities true to their nature, success becomes a natural byproduct rather than a stressful pursuit. Ask yourself honestly, whose success do you actually have in mind when setting expectations? Do you need your child to look or act certain ways to feel like a good parent? What motivates your expectations? The most revealing time to ask these questions is when your buttons get pushed, when your child stirs things up. Like Bhutan's concept of gross national happiness, where being is more important than doing, we should parent according to our child's happiness level. The first step is telling your child two simple statements: I want to help you be happy being you, and I love you just the way you are. Every person has a unique energy profile, a natural movement pattern expressed through body language and earliest sounds from birth, and even during pregnancy. While most parents attribute differences to personality, personality is actually a byproduct of something deeper. Children's natural expression of movement profoundly influences personality development. When this expression is stifled, children develop personalities that conflict with their true nature. Your goal as a parent is to help your child develop a personality consistent with their natural movement pattern, their energy profile. Consider 10-year-old Cole's story. When he started basketball, his coach told him practice would improve his skills. True to his deeply committed type 4 nature, Cole immediately planned to shoot 100 baskets daily. Without a hoop at home, he proactively arranged with neighbors to use theirs. His parents didn't need to force or encourage him, they simply supported the committed, authoritative person he already was. Rather than instilling values into children, parents should recognize that children arrive with an inner blueprint of who they truly are. While you may teach your belief system or cultural norms, your children already possess natural gifts of intuition, compassion, and love. Though your natural movement may differ from your child's, you also have unique gifts to aid you in parenting true to their nature. Energy profiling identifies 4 types of natural movement, labeled numerically to avoid judgment. Each type describes different qualities and levels of movement that children naturally express. To determine your child's type, observe their natural gifts, personality traits, thought processes, communication style, behavioral tendencies, learning style, physical development, body language, and physical characteristics. There's no formal test. The system is intuitive, personal, and empowering. Don't be discouraged if you're initially unsure. Your child might not currently be living true to their nature due to school, friends, or family situations. 3 essential keys help discover your child's energy profile. First, live true to your own nature. When you honor your authentic self, you gain the clarity and intuition needed to understand your children. Second, focus on movement rather than personality. Energy begins in the womb before personality develops, and physical characteristics remain consistent, while personality can be influenced by external factors. Third, include your child in the conversation. Unless they're very young, children should participate in identifying their own type, as energy profiling is meant to be a self-discovery process that empowers them to recognize their strengths. Type 1 children connect to the world socially with bouncy, random movement patterns. Their fundamental need is to have fun and happy parents. Their energy derives from the element of nitrogen/air with natural upward and light movement, making them spontaneous, cheerful, and animated. Often described as rays of sunshine with a twinkle in their eye, type 1 children maintain their youthful energy when supported to live true to their nature. Their natural gifts include generating abundant ideas paired with the optimistic belief that these ideas are possible. While ideas come easily to them, they may struggle with follow-through as they're constantly drawn to new experiences. parents should appreciate their ideas without feeling obligated to help implement everyone, understanding that for type 1 children, sometimes just having the idea is valuable enough. When honored for their true nature, type 1 children are described as cheerful, friendly, charismatic, and funny. Their animated personality engages others in entertaining ways, often making them the center of attention. They're natural social butterflies from infancy, making friends easily throughout life. Parents should recognize these traits as strengths rather than labeling them as hyperactive or flighty. Type 1 children think quickly and spontaneously, jumping between ideas in seemingly random patterns. Though parents might perceive them as scattered or thoughtless, they're actually organizing mentally at high speed, juggling multiple thoughts simultaneously. Their emotional expression is similarly amplified. Small joys become huge delights, hurt feelings lead to emotional bursts, often expressed vocally. They process emotions quickly when allowed to feel their feelings, moving from tears to cheerfulness rapidly after being validated. These children communicate with enthusiasm, often speaking animatedly with their whole bodies. They frequently interrupt with new ideas, get genuinely excited about what might seem like small things to adults, and create imaginative words and phrases to make communication more fun. Type 1 children thrive on fun family interactions. They're naturally affectionate, cheery, and willing to play with siblings of any age. These children feel loved through playful engagement rather than just verbal expressions of love. Their desire to keep everyone happy can lead them to become people pleasers, sometimes compromising their own needs to maintain family harmony. In learning environments, Type 1 children generally prefer visual and hands-on approaches over written instruction. They love learning new concepts and applying them immediately through activities. In overly structured classrooms requiring prolonged quiet time, they become bored, distracted, and struggle to complete work. Many Type 1 children are unfairly labeled as hyperactive or ADHD when their natural need for movement is stifled. Parents of Type 1 children face two major challenges: keeping their child focused and creating enough fun. Contrary to instinct, adding more structure often backfires with these children. Rather than demanding single-task focus, help them identify which ideas they value enough to pursue and support them in creating an engaging process. For the fun challenge, remember that Type 1 children naturally create fun everywhere. You don't need to be their entertainment director. Often, you simply need to stop shutting down the fun they're already creating. Type 2 children connect to the world primarily through their emotions, with a subtle and flowing movement pattern. Their fundamental need is to have their feelings honored and to ensure everyone in the family feels loved and connected. Like a gentle flowing river, these children move with a calming, subdued energy that naturally creates comfort for themselves and others. Often described as easygoing babies, they possess a tender nature that allows them to sit still for longer periods, though they're frequently told to talk louder or hurry up by adults who don't understand their natural rhythm. Type 2 children naturally excel at asking questions and using gathered details to create peaceful environments for everyone. They think thoroughly before acting, though they may struggle with moving past their questioning phase into action. Parents should understand that trying to shut down their questions would be contrary to their nature. When honored for who they truly are, Type 2 children express an easygoing personality that invites others to relax. Their sensitivity to others' feelings creates natural connections, making them responsive, gentle, and emotionally aware, like a soothing sunset at day's end. Though they move through life with quiet determination, they tend to retreat internally when interactions feel too intense, often blaming themselves when plans go wrong. A Type 2's thought process revolves around connections, making them both expert planners and potential worriers. They recall detailed memories and think far into the future, connecting present details with future events. As emotional thinkers, they require extensive details to make connections that lead to calm, safe decisions. These children experience continuous interconnected thought, thoroughly considering situations from beginning to end, which makes them sensitive to abrupt changes in plans. Type 2 children communicate with a gentle, measured pace that reflects their lower movement energy. They prefer comfortable conversations and may withdraw if discussions become heated. These children excel at talking through details, but need time to process their thoughts before responding. When rushed or put on the spot, they often mumble or become quieter. Parents should respect their need for processing time, allowing them to use phrases like, "I need to think about it," rather than demanding immediate responses. In social situations, type 2 children approach gradually, observing before engaging. This isn't shyness, but rather an introverted energy that needs to process details before moving forward. When given space to warm up naturally, they form deep, lasting friendships. They excel at one-on-one interactions rather than large groups, showing particular empathy for those who might feel excluded. Parenting type 2 children presents unique challenges in understanding their subtle communication style and respecting their need for adequate time. These gentle children bring peace to their families, but require parents to pay close attention to their subtle signals and provide the space they need to process and respond at their natural pace. Type 3 children connect primarily through physical movement, with a natural, push-forward, determined energy. Their primary need is for challenge and new experiences, with parental support. Born from the element of hydrogen fire, these children are naturally purposeful, persistent, and intense creators with medium to medium-high movement levels. Often described as busy or rambunctious, type 3 children prioritize physical exploration and getting things done. While some adults misinterpret their constant forward movement as a flaw, recognizing this swift, determined energy as a strength allows these children to develop greater confidence. Type 3 children naturally bring determination and results-oriented action to the world. Within the cycle of wholeness, type 1 initiates with ideas. Type 2 gathers details and makes plans, then type 3 energy moves everything into action. Parents don't need to instill drive in these children, they simply need to direct it appropriately and then step aside. From infancy, type 3s pursue results relentlessly, crawling early to reach desired toys, starting businesses as children, or pursuing multiple ambitious goals as teenagers. Type 3 children express passionate, fiery personalities that naturally move others into action. Their determination and self-confidence shine through as they pursue new experiences with full force, often acting before understanding all details. They go big in their pursuits and aren't naturally motivated by impressing others, though they leave lasting impressions regardless. These children think quickly and deliberately, compartmentalizing their many thoughts to keep track of everything. They focus on what feels purposeful and may shift abruptly between thoughts or projects. With their primary physical connection to the world, they often move into action immediately when a thought occurs. Ready, fire, aim. This can appear impulsive, but their energy isn't naturally devious or rebellious. Type 3 children communicate loudly and forcefully, getting straight to the point without the animation of type 1 children. As babies, they often surprise parents with powerful screams. Though loud, they may actually talk less than other types, answering questions quickly and avoiding pointless topics. They communicate when there's a result worth discussing, often doing things themselves without asking permission first. These children love their families intensely and enjoy physical activities together. They express and receive love through physical contact, hugs, wrestling, high fives, but on their own terms, rarely sitting still for long cuddles. They feel most loved when you actively do something for them rather than just expressing verbal affection. Parents of type 3 children feel constantly pushed by their child's persistent determination. These children use direct phrases like "you should" or "you have to" and may disregard instructions with responses like "you're not the boss of me." This isn't manipulation. It's their natural determination. Respond directly without lengthy explanations that give them room to push back. Help them grow into their dynamic energy rather than squash it. The type 4 child connects to the world intellectually with straightforward and exact movements. Their primary need is mutual respect between themselves and family members. Coming from the element of carbon or earth, type 4 children express constant, still, and reflective energy. They are independent, focused, and bold, with an introverted expression that reflects perfection. Though they can hold still longer than other types, this doesn't mean they're always sitting still. Type 4 children are naturally mature, reserved, authoritative, logical, and respectful. Adults often describe them as serious or older than their age. Type 4 children possess a keen eye for the big picture that leads them to perfect their world and inspire respect. They complete the cycle of wholeness. Type 1s provide ideas, Type 2s gather details, Type 3s take action, and Type 4s identify inefficiencies to improve results. Their catchphrase is, "Here is how we can make it better," and "Here is how we can duplicate it." Often misunderstood as inflexible, Type 4 children see themselves as the primary authority in their lives. When honored and respected, Type 4 children take themselves seriously, not necessarily in a somber way, but in viewing themselves as someone worth taking seriously. They're reflective, contemplative, and structured, which appears as more adult-like energy. While often described as mature due to their intellectual approach and lower movement level, their insistence on being their own authority can sometimes appear immature, such as when they remain fixated on certain interests past typical age ranges. Type 4 children think in linear, black and white patterns, naturally analyzing how everything fits together. As deep thinkers, they can often visualize entire processes from start to finish. Their primary connection to the world is intellectual. They thoroughly consider ideas before committing to action or sharing opinions, which can sometimes make them seem argumentative or inflexible when they've already examined an issue from every angle. These children communicate with logical precision and conciseness, valuing respect, loyalty, and straightforwardness. They speak only when they have something meaningful to share, expressing themselves clearly and literally with few words. Their matter-of-fact, sometimes blunt communication style stems from their logical thought processes. Taking others' words literally, they struggle with sarcasm and teasing, as they genuinely believe people mean exactly what they say. Type 4 children maintain deep loyalty to family members they love, yet are often misunderstood within their families. They open up most to those they know best, but can experience painful conflicts that lead them to withdraw, criticize, or attempt to control situations. When Type 4 children feel their voice isn't heard in family decisions, they signal this through extreme rebellion, rejecting even rules they agree with. The primary challenge parents face with Type 4 children is power struggles. Because Type 4s have an intrinsic need to be their own authority, they constantly assert independence, which parents may misinterpret as defiance. The solution is becoming a partner of authority, recognizing that both parent and child can be authorities working together in mutual cooperation. Now that you've learned about all 4 types of children, it's time to identify which type matches your child's natural expression, a major step toward becoming a child whisperer. While your child may express all 4 types, they will lead with 1 dominant energy type. Observe how your child moves through everyday activities, getting ready for school, cleaning their room, playing with friends, as these unedited moments reveal their true nature. Children's movement patterns reveal their fundamental nature. Type 1 children move in unstructured, carefree ways, finding delight in simple pleasures, random and fun-loving. Type 2 children move steadily and calmly, enjoying whatever creates comfort, sensitive and gentle. Type 3 children focus on end results with swift determination, determined and adventurous. And Type 4 children move straightforwardly, concisely, and precisely, always knowing where they stand, exact and particular. Children also reveal their type through their language patterns and word choices. Type 1 children often say, "just kidding," after teasing, describe things as fun, and giggle frequently. Type 2 children may apologize excessively, preface questions with, "I have a question," and are frequently asked to speak up. Type 3 children speak directly and abruptly, interrupt when explanations take too long, and talk loudly. Type 4 children favor phrases like "exactly" when agreeing, describe things they like as "perfect," and dismiss things they dislike as "stupid." The feedback others give your child reveals their true nature as well. Type 1 children are told to stop moving or that they're too hyper, but positively described as fun to be around. Type 2 children hear they're too sensitive or shy while being praised for being sweet and kind. Type 3 children are labeled demanding or pushy, yet admired for leadership and athleticism. Type 4 children are called loners or too serious, while being recognized as mature, responsible, and trustworthy. Even when parents are uncertain about their child's dominant energy type, the child often already knows. Having an age-appropriate conversation with your child about the four types can provide clarity. Frame these discussions around wanting to help them be happy and understood, emphasizing your genuine desire to support them in living true to their nature. While children lead with a dominant energy type, their secondary type influences their natural movement and behavior. Understanding secondary types can help clarify the dominant type, which should be identified first. Each secondary type adds unique qualities to a child's primary expression. Remember that each type brings essential qualities to the world. Type 1's optimism, Type 2's sensitivity, Type 3's determination, and Type 4's loyalty. No type is superior. All are necessary. What parents perceive as flaws in their children may actually be their greatest gifts. By identifying and encouraging your child's natural movement pattern, you transform those traits into strengths, creating relationships filled with peace and mutual respect, the true mark of a child whisperer. Most classic parenting approaches fail to recognize children's uniqueness, creating frustration for both children and parents. One-size-fits-all approaches often place excessive focus on discipline and disciplinary tactics that may not be necessary. As a child whisperer, you'll discover that honoring both yourself and your child naturally leads to more cooperative, enjoyable parenting experiences, reducing the overall need for discipline. Discipline often stems from parents using approaches that match their own nature rather than their child's. When children resist parenting styles contrary to their natural expression, parents interpret this as disobedience and respond with disciplinary measures. At its core, discipline is judgment, an attempt to change a child's tendencies or reactions. While children might submit short-term, they won't respond positively long-term to discipline that works against their nature. Popular disciplinary tactics like timeouts affect each type differently. For Type 1 children, solitary timeouts feel like torture, as their high energy makes sitting still nearly impossible. Type 2 children typically comply with timeouts but may feel emotionally disconnected or rejected, a terrifying experience for them. Timeouts make Type 3 children feel thwarted from their goals, a deeply frustrating experience for these driven children. For reflective Type 4 children, timeout in their room might actually feel rewarding and less publicly announced, which would humiliate them. Rather than punishment that makes children feel bad or belittled, effective discipline should be educational, instructional, inspiring, and motivating. Consider whether your child's bad behavior stems from their natural tendencies, attempts to get attention, or reactions to feeling controlled. Punishing children for behaviors true to their nature sends the damaging message that who you are is upsetting, the primary reason many adults later need self-help. The common belief that children test boundaries to see what they can get away with creates an adversarial mindset. In reality, children are testing the world to see how safe they are to be themselves, not challenging your authority. Type 1 children have naturally big, animated energy that fills any space like air. When they bounce around a room, they're not testing you, they're expressing their nature. Type 2 children want to be appropriate and avoid disappointing others, making them less likely to test boundaries. Type 3 children aren't thinking about your limits, they're focused on exploration and results. Type 4 children aren't testing your boundaries, but establishing their own. Rebellion isn't inevitable, but stems from children not feeling understood. Particularly during teenage years, when young people are establishing identity, our society often labels them as nuisances or delinquents. Rebellion emerges as a byproduct of children attempting to live true to themselves when they don't feel supported. With understanding and support, they can express their true nature without rebelling against anything. Honoring your child's nature doesn't mean allowing them to do whatever they want. You can acknowledge them while still setting boundaries. I hear you, but the answer is still no. Offer age-appropriate choices that give them voice while maintaining necessary limits. Your role isn't to force, but to guide, effectively helping them make choices true to their nature. Every parent has great gifts and room to improve. The author dispels the false perception that you can only influence young children, asserting you can positively impact children of any age, even adult children. Our psyches contain inner children seeking to fulfill unmet childhood needs, often manifesting in relationship conflicts. The stories we tell ourselves shape our reality, and parents can help children create empowering narratives. Taking responsibility for unintentional wounds, acknowledging mistakes, and changing behavior can heal parent-child relationships at any age while continuing positive practices already in place. If you've wounded your child through your parenting, remember it's never too late to improve, even with grown children raising their own kids. A powerful message for children of any type or age is, "It wasn't ever my intention to hurt you, but now I recognize that I hurt you, and I want to support you in loving yourself and trusting your greatest gifts." No matter your child's age, they'll appreciate your genuine intention to help them live true to their nature. The author encourages readers to be patient with their children and themselves as they implement their new child whisperer skills. She advises not expecting perfection immediately, communicating clearly with children about changes, and making the process enjoyable rather than constraining. Parents may feel initially overwhelmed because the techniques are unfamiliar, but she reassures that children serve as their own owner's manuals, constantly communicating their needs. With practice, responding appropriately becomes intuitive. Though parenting different types requires conscious effort, children make it easier by constantly signaling their needs. The author reminds parents that children are their own owner's manual and encourages putting the child whisperer techniques to the test, confident they work based on thousands of success stories. She expresses hope that readers will experience improved family relationships and suggests referring to the book often as children develop. By becoming a child whisperer, you create a legacy of understanding that transforms not just your relationship with your children, but how they'll eventually parent their own children. This ripple effect has the potential to heal generations of misunderstanding and create a world where children are honored for exactly who they are, a gift that continues giving long after your parenting years have ended.